This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or WASDE, reports are released each month by the USDA. They provide annual forecasts for supply and use of both U.S. and world wheat, rice, coarse grains, oilseeds, and cotton. The January report is typically thought of as a market mover because it provides revisions to the previous year's total U.S. supply balance sheets. The February report, not as heavily anticipated by the ag industry, but it still provides a lot of important information. Up next, we will hear from Joe Camp with Comstock Investments to find out what we can expect to learn from this week's WASDE report.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
The February WASDE report will be released by the USDA at 11 a.m. Central Time on Thursday. Joe Camp with Comstock Investments says that although the February report might not carry as much weight as the January release, it still contains vital information.
It's sometimes a more quiet type of expectation that you have for this February report because we're coming off of the January update where they revised last year's supply estimates for the U.S. balance sheets. Well, we won't have those up for revision this time around. We can have changes made to the demand side of the ledger.
Camp says he expects changes to South American production estimates, with the USDA and private estimates differing wildly.
It's most important, I would say, most anticipated for what it could possibly say about the world estimates, and particularly those for South America. And we know there's some reckoning to do, if you will, on Brazil's crop moving lower to meet where the private estimates are at. Last month, the USDA calling the soybean crop in Brazil 157 million metric tons. We've got most private estimates out there at 150. Comstock just finished up their annual Brazil farmland tour, and we've got a target closer to 145 million metric tons.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.